everybody, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Till Mahan, and this is my beautiful bride, Lisa.
Welcome, everybody.
You can't see her, but she's beautiful.
Ah, you're so kind.
So, like I said, my name is Tim. This is Lisa. We have a ministry called Spirit Life Ministries, and we decided, it felt led, to do this podcast as well. And what this podcast is designed to do is to help motivate people to get outside the four walls of the church.
Which is the reason for Spirit Life Ministries to begin with.
Yep, we've been around for at least 10 years. We were talking about that earlier, and there was too much math involved, but we've been around for a while, and what we do is we go out and evangelize on the streets in our beautiful city here of Colorado Springs, and also we host workshops.
Yes, and the heart behind our ministry is to get other believers to get out and do the same. And so whether you are a group, a Bible study, an individual, a church, an organization that has people who are nervous about sharing the gospel, sharing about Jesus to other people, walking them through salvation, walking them through the baptism in the Holy Spirit, laying hands on the sick to see them recover, casting out demons,
all the stuff.
And I always think about John Wimber with the Vineyard Movement when he, if you go to YouTube and type that in, you'll see a clip where he talks about that. When he went to church, he thought, you know, what about when are we going to get to do the stuff? And I think that our ministry is much like that, in that we're the piece of the body of Christ that does the stuff. And we are not thinking that, you know, you're not equipped by your own congregation, but we're also we know that you get good teaching from other places, but we're also able to teach you as well if you need that. So, yeah. Our motive though is to get you out of the four walls, like Tim said, of the church, and to get moving, because it's not just about teaching, it's about doing as well.
Ah, that's a little Acts 1:1 reference there. I like that. But yeah, that's the main thing, is our heart is just to get people outside of the four walls of the church. When it comes to ministering on the streets, people often have this, I guess we can just call it fear of doing it. And, you know, in our early days, I was fearful when we first started doing outreach. And I don't want to speak for you, but maybe you were as well. She's nodding her head, yes.
I am.
I was. She won't admit it otherwise. No. So we definitely understand that. But what we've learned is outreach is really easy. And it's just really relying on the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us as we go out. He'll show us where to go, who to talk to, what to say. All of those things that we get nervous about, the Holy Spirit takes care of all of that. And so like Lisa said, our heart is really just to help people get out. We love going out ourselves. We love ministering on the streets, but probably just as exciting to us is seeing other people go out, you know, especially those going out for the first time, because they can see how easy it is and they come back, you know, and they are just on fire. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, I had no idea it could be that easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, and along with that is obviously being spirit led. Tim mentioned that, because we've seen over the years, we've seen a lot of ministries go out and do a lot of really good things. But what we've noticed is missing at large in the body of Christ is being led by the Spirit. And so we want what we do to matter at the end of the day. And not that it doesn't matter if you are helping people, because that always matters, but we want it to be a longevity, eternity, forever impact that we bring. And we want to be really like Jesus. So we want it to be that way. And then along with that, another thing we've discovered over the years is how much we love getting people. We have a grace to get people out, but then also the people that we minister to, their lives are never the same once they meet God. And if you can interrupt their cycle and introduce them to Christ in the way that they need it from Him in their moment, they will never be the same. Mm. And so the church in motion is unstoppable.
I like that, church in motion.
Mm-hmm. The church in motion, yeah, is unstoppable. And so is a force to be reckoned with, really.
Amen. The enemy doesn't stand a chance. When the church rises up and do what the church is called to do, the world has changed, the environment, it's all different, right? God is making an impact when the church stands up, because it's through the church that God moves on this earth, right? His spirit inside the believers and upon the believers, that's what makes a difference in our world today. That's what brings the light.
Mm-hmm. And what better people than us to come and encourage you? And that's a whole nother thing we can talk about at some point, because this was not a ministry that began with us gunning for a position. This was a ministry that Christ brought us out from the background and said, here, do this. And we said, oh no, really? You want us to be front and center and be seen? Because that was not our idea at all. And so we're not wanting to be seen, also not to have any false humility. So we know we're graced to help you, come alongside you to help you. So our goal with this podcast is to basically encourage you and teach you. And so what are some of the things that you were thinking that we would be talking about there, my handsome husband?
Whoa, I'm blushing. Some of the topics that I'm sure we will cover on this podcast will be, you know, defining evangelism. What is it? What is outreach? What does that look like? Also defining the gospel. I mean, we can't really evangelize or share the love of God to people without talking to them about the gospel, which we know is Christ and his finished work on the cross. We'll also look at how to do outreach, you know, what methods are out there. And really that will vary depending on your location and your need. We'll also look at the office of an evangelist, you know, should we all be evangelizing? I'm sure we'll share some stories from past outreaches that we've had here. And like Lisa mentioned before, there'll be teachings kind of sprinkled in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the topics. I'm sure we'll dive into other things as well.
Mm-hmm. So anytime you fire up this podcast, just plan on being encouraged and plan on being in the mindset of thinking, okay, yeah, I can do this. I'm going to, with Christ in me, minister to people around me because I have everything I need in Christ.
Yeah. You're going to say, if Tim and Lisa can do this, I know I can do this.
That's right.
Amen. So,
amen.
I think that's all we're going to cover in this initial one. But before we go, we want to pass our information to you in case you want to reach out and contact us. Our website is www.spirit-life-ministries.org. And our email is spiritlife.814@gmail.com. So if you want to contact us, maybe ask us even to host a workshop. We're happy to do that. We love doing workshops. We can do it via Zoom, or we can go to locations and host workshops. We've done that a few times before. But you can reach out to us for that.
Or you can come here.
Or you can come to Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
It's beautiful here. Or if you're already here, then that's even easier. We'll just show up at your location. Only after we're invited. But anyway, so yeah, feel free to reach out to us. Or if you just have a general question or a comment, we're happy to receive those as well.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you guys. And we're ready. We're ready to get going. And I think we won't say that what you coined, the new word you coined.
Oh, I did. We will share that, actually. We're all about mega. Make evangelism great again.
Make evangelism great again. Evangelism, amen, is preaching the good news, gospel message.
It's all about Jesus.
That's right.
All right. So until next time, our friends, we will see you. God bless you and goodbye.
Yeah. God bless you guys. Talk to you later.